Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening, January 31st, 2023. Deborah with you here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And for those, we moved our time up 30 minutes on Tuesday evening. So we're trying that out for a little bit for the next handful of months or a handful of weeks. It may stick. We'll see how that goes. I think last week it worked out a little bit better for me, to be honest, the beginning and the ending. So I just need to remind myself with lots of sticky notes what time I start. So thank you for those who did remember or those who checked the on the app. Sometimes you can tell which program's coming up next. And I do try to, today for some reason, the 31st slipped through my cracks and I did it this afternoon, but generally I do try to do it a month out unless I'm for sure, no, I'm not going to be here. So thank you so much again for joining us. And I had a good, last Tuesday was a good session, if you will, a good time together with the people of the Lord. So God bless you, each and every one of you. Let's pray before we begin. Father, we thank you for this evening, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are a conquering God, Lord, that you are a champion. You are a champion of heaven, and you've called us on your team, God. We receive, Lord, all that you've given us, God. Lord, just receive us. Seeing like jerseys. He's given us jerseys. And, you know, so let me come back to that with numbers. And, you know, I was thinking right before I came on too, and then I'll go back to praying, as I was thinking, because today is January 31st, and I was thinking of the 31st because my birthday is December 31st, but I was thinking of the number 31 and just the process of whichever. I don't know if you've ever looked up your numbers and the biblical meaning of them, of when you were born. You know that there's little treasures in there, significant treasures of how you are, redeeming the earth or called. And there's something in your number, and I think specifically the day, right? Because the Lord says no man knows the day or the hour. So I think specifically the day that you were born, specifically, okay? So like your mother probably knew the month you were going to be born, but not really the day. So I think there's a significance in the choosing of the Lord, of placing what day you were born. So if you were born on the 5th or you were born on the 28th, the 27th, whatever it might be, I think that there might be something significant there. So just seeing that he's a champion, he's given us jerseys, we have numbers, and these numbers may be significant. And there may be other numbers as well, right? Just like we have a white stone in heaven with a precious name that he calls us as overcomers, the name that he has given to us, and that is very affectionate, right? So it could be a different number, but just lean into that tonight if anyone's interested. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for calling us on your team and providing all that we have need of, Lord. Your word says that you've given us everything that we have need and godly, so pertaining to living godly on this side of heaven, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that we would tap into the comprehensible and the incomprehensible of your ways, God. We ask you, Lord, to unlock those places within us, those treasures, Lord, that we have yet to comprehend, Lord, that we might see and that we might know and that we might go, for some of us, Lord, go and be faithful, right? Go and be obedient, is what I'm saying. So we thank you, Father, again, for just being the champion and the conqueror of heaven, Lord. And we know the enemy, he wants to conquer. That's why he comes on so strong and he's repetitious in his ways and he's annoying and obnoxious and rude and just vicious and, you know, all of those things, Lord. to wear us down and wanting us to grow weary in all those ways. He wants to conquer those places. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you are our conqueror. You've conquered the enemy, and you are our champion of heaven and on earth, Lord. So we thank you that we would represent your team well, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us and leading us and guiding us in your word and for the Holy Spirit, Lord, and even that you can say, Lord, that you look for true worshipers, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, that we literally as humans on earth can be found as worshiping you, God. Find us, Lord, as worshipers, God. In Jesus' name, put your spirit of truth, your spirit within us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we could comprehend, Lord, with all of the saints, comprehend your spirit, comprehend your truth, that we might worship you well, that when you're seeking, you see us and you find us, God. Thank you for purifying it, Father, in Jesus' name, for anointing it, God, and placing your balm and your healing upon people's ears, God, their ear gates, Lord, the things that they've heard this week, maybe coworkers, family, whatever it might be. God, Jesus' name, that you would preserve their way, Lord, that their mind is yours and yours alone, God, the meditation of their heart and mind be pleasing to you. And we thank you, Lord, for soothing and easing and bringing your word. Just let it slip right in there in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So let's going to read here and a couple of things. So just in Proverbs 3, verses 19 and 20. It says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. And by his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down the dew. So I thought this was interesting. There was so much packed in there with his wisdom founded the earth, okay? And wisdom is still found on earth. Because I believe wisdom is part of the functioning role of the Holy Spirit. If you read Proverbs 8 and Proverbs 9, where it talks about, especially Proverbs 8 and 9, where it's talking about, you're really talking about the Holy Spirit in those two chapters, which encompasses wisdom. So we thank you for that, God. But from the beginning of time, right, and by understanding, he established the heavens. So when we ask, you know, it says when you gain understanding, right, when we talk about gaining understanding, these things are of his ways as he established the heavens. They're of his ways that are released to us by understanding. If that makes sense. It makes perfect sense when I'm saying it and seeing it. But sometimes it'll take me to a depth, and then I just have practical terms to say it. So I'm not sure if it's being, you know, stated as such. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and the clouds dropped down the dew. So that is both the earth and the heavens as well. So by his knowledge exists both things. Anyways, there's so much to this, and I still could meditate and chew on this and who the Lord is and his functioning role and design and what he did in all the earth and in all the heavens, calling and praying upon him. As we ask for wisdom, right, when he tells us to ask for wisdom and we're on earth, so, you know, and he founded the earth, so what wisdom remained, part of the Holy Spirit's is wisdom. It's just interesting to gain his understanding of how he's functioning. By his understanding, we gain, right? We're already seated in heavenly places, and we ask for the understanding, and we have that understanding in revelation. And what does Ephesians say? That we gain the understanding. Oh, sorry, slipping here. And by his knowledge, yeah, so when we tap into the things of the Lord, we see there's just something here. I know I haven't had a lot of time to, or more time. I need to just meditate on that and allow that to soak into my spirit as well as you, and just asking him for his revelation on that, a greater in-depth revelation of who he is. Okay, so there you go. And then Psalm 15, which I thought... This here's the Psalm of David. There's only five verses. And I may have read this last week. I had it on my notes to read it. I can't remember if I did or not. I don't think that I got to it. But so this is titled, I generally read in the New King James Version, The Character of Those Who May Dwell with the Lord. And so here's what we want to be, because we want to be that dwelling place of his wisdom, understanding, and gaining knowledge of the Lord as we're walking out our days. Okay, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes is a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not charge, he who does not put out his money as usury, or as a bribe, is what he's saying, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. We thank you, Lord. He who does these things shall never be moved, will not be shaken, another verse says. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. This is we're just packed with integrity, really, Lord, and character, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just a standard, raising up a standard of your word in our nation, Father. We thank you, Lord, for those who won't be shaken, Lord, who won't be moved, Lord, and will be found standing, Father. And we ask for the grace and the wisdom, Lord, to for you to teach us to stay on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, and deliver us from evil. Amen. Let me play a song for you. Here, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to just go ahead and open up the phone lines. Okay, hold on 1 second.
You won't let go. I'm never.
Very nice. Heart of the Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for good worship. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, just for time of ministry. Lord, in your word, Lord, how you are creative and you are divine in your nature, God, we ask, Father, for your wisdom, for your understanding, and for your knowledge, Lord, to be multiplied three times over, Father God. Just like in Proverbs 3, the three verses, let it be three times over, Father God, multiply to us this evening, God, in this place and in this hour, God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing your people, Lord, with the desires of their heart, especially, God, as they press into you in your wisdom and your understanding and your knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Okay. Lord. Okay. Let's open up the phone lines here. So our first caller is 281731. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes. How you doing, Deborah? This is Evelyn of Texas.
Hey, Evelyn. How are you doing?
Oh, good.
Good. Good. Glad you're here with us tonight. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father God. We just lift her up to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, just for fruit and baskets of fruit and even your fruit, you know, falling from the tree, but it's not falling on the ground. It's actually falling and being caught and kept caught or in baskets. So a mature tree bears fruit, and all fruit trees are different, and their season of how long it takes them to bear fruit and produce, be a fruit-producing tree, if you will. And then when it's ripe, so sometimes it falls from the tree, but yours is not falling to the ground. It is in a basket. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for where you will carry Evelyn, Father God, to bring forth this fruit, God, and to pass it out, God, and for others to partake of the fruit, Father God, that she's developed, Lord, and the process that you've taken her through. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for the divine preparation and the outcome, Lord, and even the nourishment and sustainability that it will provide for others, God, which is so important, the nourishment and sustainability. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it be refreshing, but in a sustainable way, God, not just minimal, but substantial, Father. And so we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing and have done, God, and how she participates with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for her to even carry this fruit, God, the carrying of the fruit, Jesus' name. Yeah, you know, and even as I just said that, and the, you know, when the they fed the 5,000 and the 4,000, and they were to pick up the fragments, it says to pick up the fragments that were left over, and it was like, I don't know, 10 or 12 times over what they started with, like 12 baskets, and they started with whatever, however many they started. It doesn't really tell us what they did with the baskets and who carried them, you know, and who partook of them later, you know, but more so the revelant, the how do you say, the how it's relevant, however you say that word, to the people that God was wanting to reach, right? Because I think it was the 12. I think in one incident he fed the Jews, and in the next incident it was the Gentiles, if I'm not mistaken. And then the symbolism, I should say, and who he wanted to reach in the 12 tribes, you know. And so he did a lot of symbolism with the Jews especially, because that's what they were looking for, and that's how they functioned, and that's how they were always taught, even in that way. Even when they did Passover, you know, they took the elements, and everything was symbolic in their teaching and their experience with the Lord, which is super fantastic. You know, people learn really well like that. So we thank you, Father, Lord, just for the caring of the fruit, Father. I'm not sure if that, I don't even know if there's anything tucked in the word somewhere that we'll discover later and maybe see later as we're reading maybe how or where that was dispensed. And maybe the disciples carried it. Maybe they did. Anyway, so praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Deborah. And I want to thank you for last week for praying for me. God answered. Sunday, yeah, you prayed that the Lord would lead me to the right church, you know, because I like to see people delivered and set free. And that's, you know, I think God has given me, in fact, I know he have a deliverance ministry. So this is the first time this happened in my church, because I go to two churches on Sunday. The first church, I'd been in this church over a year, and we had never had a deliverance service, and it wound up being a deliverance service. They called me up, and they anointed me with oil, and I prayed for, and they prayed for all the ladies, and I laid hands on every lady and prayed over them, and it was really, a lot of them got delivered and set free on this past Sunday. So I want to thank you for praying. I mean, God answered that prayer quickly.
Amen.
Glory to God. I thank God for you. I mean, you were right on target.
Oh, thank you.
God
You're
is good all the time, and I just praise him. I just praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. But anyway, can I tell you a dream that I dreamed? And this was just such an odd dream. I dreamed about the biggest snake I ever seen in my life. And this snake, it was a long plastic container. I don't know how in the world that snake got in that container. And I put the lid on it, and I had a big knife. I pulled the lid up and I went to stabbing the snake, And then I put the lid back on real quick so he wouldn't get away to run away. I took it back off again. I stabbed him again, I did that on three different occasions. And some of my kids was in the next room, and I kept screaming. I said, y'all come help me. Please come help me. I know y'all hear me. Nobody would come help me. And then I just woke up.
And so did you think you accomplished in your dream? When you think back, did you accomplish
I did accomplish it because the last time I struck the snake, before I struck him, his tail, you know, he was almost dying. His tail was wiggling a little bit. So I took the lid and I stabbed him. I kept stabbing him again and put the lid, you know. And, I mean, I wasn't afraid in this dream that he was going to bite me. All I know is I was going to, I was killing him, you know. But nobody would help come help me.
Yeah, I think, okay, what I'm getting in my spirit, so you can just take it as you take it, you know, and take it to the Lord as well. But what I'm getting in my spirit is when you said the snake was in the container is, you know, and even saying, Evelyn, God's anointed you with a deliverance ministry, is that you are containing the enemy. And you literally, when you are stabbing him with the knife, it's, you know, some representation to wielding the sword of the spirit and, you know, annihilating him, right? The word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, right? So you are taking this thing, you know, and if this thing needs to be done more than once, or sometimes we do have to pray more than once, but three times, that's interesting because even when I was praying about the three thing over, I wasn't thinking that before I came on or even considered it, but even just having God's wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that that would be a threefold increase for us, and you stabbed this thing three times. And it's not that the other people don't want to, they don't want to help you. It's that they don't see it the way you see it. God's given you the eyes to see it the way that you see it. And I think maybe, you know, and of course in the natural, because even when we're serving the Lord in the supernatural, we're still in our own humanity is coming along with us. You know what I'm saying? But we're filled with the Spirit. So sometimes we do have natural thoughts like, holy cow, I need help with this one. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like what the heck, you know, this is new. I'm going to need help with this. Yeah, right. So our natural mind comes into play, but the Lord is showing you, you have the capability and the tools, you know, by granted by his grace in order for you to take care of it. So it wasn't that they didn't want to. I think it was just the part of your natural flesh saying, like, dang, do you see them saying, like, like you're going to take care of these things in the spirit that doesn't seem that your natural mind can comprehend. But even that in Romans even tells us that our natural mind can't comprehend the things of the spirit. And that doesn't mean that we can't. And that literally that can be like twofold, meaning people sometimes don't get it at all until the Lord regenerates their spirit to see it. But then it's also very true when he asks us to do something, sometimes it's like our minds will struggle with the spirit as well, even in the moment of being anointed, even in the moment of worship. You know what I'm saying? Even in the moment of building. Yes, our minds still have that process of, and this is why it's, testimonies are so incredibly important as we share them, because it even shows the weakness in our own humanity. You know, I was remembering one of this man, he was out ministering, and then he was on the plane ride home, and he was asking the Lord, like, he didn't really want to, you know, was asking the Lord, like, hey, I need some rest, man. I'm really tired, yada, yada. Well, the gal that he sat next to was, she needed prayer, and so then, but he was struggling with, in his own natural mind, it taking place, and then he finally just, you know, obviously yielded to the Spirit, and God took care of it. But that's how we, even in our weakness, he is made strong. I think that's a good, really, reminder, Evelyn, for all of us, especially in the days ahead, right?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that. And I just thank God that the prayer was answered that you prayed for me last week. God is good.
Yeah, that is so amazing. That is so wonderful.
That
to hear.
Is
Let me
amazing.
Just have...
amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
God is
using that
you
is
in a mighty.
Oh, well, thank you. That's awesome.
God bless you.
Well, no, Evelyn, let me ask you, you're not your year, but when is your birth date? Like, mine's the 31st. When is yours? I want to see something here.
October 17th.
Okay, the 17th. Okay. Let me just see. Oh, okay. Yeah, the 17 is victory, perfection, spiritual order, election.
Hallelujah.
Angelic appearances in the Gospel of Acts and the elect of God, walk with God. Mm-hmm. So good.
Amen. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, that is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you. Well, let me, yeah, so Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for just moving in such a mighty way for her, God, and not only blessing her, God, but for her to turn around and to bless others. God, we thank you for the fruitfulness of that, God, and for it to come forth for your glory, God. May it continue, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, even for her dream and the outcome, God. And we thank you for just your mighty works to be in Evelyn, God, displayed and manifested on earth, Lord, as you designed her from birth, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, Evelyn, and sharing your testimony. Praise God, rejoicing with you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm backwards. Hold on. Okay, next caller is 402-214. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
It's Sharon. We're from New
hey,
York.
Sharon,
thank
how
you,
are?
Honey.
You're welcome.
I need prayers. That's why. That's how I am. I'm
okay. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. So, do you want to share your prayer request? Because then maybe the Lord will speak into that particular area.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a fool. So I don't know how God will address that. Just hard communications. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, okay. So, Father, we thank you for sharing, Father, in Jesus' name. And let me just say, in the natural, I've learned this through counseling, is that women, that's their biggest thing, especially in their relationships with men. Even if they're married, they've been married, or they have to go through a divorce or something like that, or something, an incident comes up, and that's the biggest reaction and the biggest, not necessarily fear, but in some ways, is that they don't want to feel foolish. That is huge for women, is they don't want to feel foolish. So I'm just saying that to normalize, I don't know what happened, but to normalize your feelings it is very normal for a woman to feel foolish, especially in a relationship with a man, and sometimes the enemy even uses it to diminish and to downplay some of the things that a woman values and finds, and treasures as well. Like, okay, maybe I overstated that, or I over, did something, like second guess kind of the value in things. And seeing it correctly. So, Father, so that was in the natural understanding. So, Father, we thank you for sharing, Father God, and being with her and her communications, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and even in our own humanity, we can't, flog ourselves for our own humanity when God made us. We're still learning to comprehend the ways of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord and seeking, you know, to cooperate with His will, right? We're finding His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's a process that we grow into, the good, pleasing, and perfect. So we thank you, Lord, for just weaving your grace and your truth, God, and making just that tapestry of a three cord fold. You say that in her life, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you hold all things together. Lord, your word says that in Colossians, that you hold all things together, God, that you are holding Sharon. And she is together, God. You are holding her together, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I pray for those that even have any health issues, that the Lord is holding it together. He's holding it together. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, physical bodies, God, holding them together. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for your work. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you for Sharon again, Father, and her communications. Lord, grant her speech to be with boldness and to be with grace. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just using her words, even in a fiery way, God, in a fiery way. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's different aspects. I'm seeing the different aspects even in Scripture and how Jesus said he is full of grace and truth and how he spoke. So even when he spoke to Judas and he dipped the bread, and this is just one aspect of it that I was seeing, is when he dipped the bread and he said, tonight, like this friend, so I'm not saying he's doing this to you, but his aspect of grace and truth was in that, and he handed it to, okay? The only person who knew, even though there was multitudes of people sitting around, the only person who heard it that was supposed to hear it and understand, because the rest of them didn't even understand. Like when we read it, it's perfectly clear to us that it was Judas. And I think, how did the rest of them not catch it? It's because when you hear that living word and like that truth and grace hits your conscience as a human being, where the Holy Spirit kind of unlocks that and it's intended for that one person, where it's like that coin that goes down into the well, like, okay, yeah, that's for you. You know, like everything in your body seems to be reacting to the word of the Lord, isn't attentive to the word of the Lord that's coming forth. That is a realm of grace and truth too. And some of the words will use many of us in that particular realm where we don't even necessarily know. Okay, in that case, Jesus did know, but there's been plenty of times where I'll say something and people think I'm calling them out, and I really, honest to God, don't know. You know, and sometimes I've seen the Lord in my life. I don't always like it when I hold on. There's something on my computer. I don't always. It's, how do I say it? It's, I don't want to say that I don't like it, because I know the Holy Spirit's listening to me and be like, no, they don't want me to use you that way anymore. And that's not necessarily what I'm saying. It's just always awkward when I find out later. I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. You know, like this person must think, I mean, I don't know. I can't grasp all that. I'm sure it's healing for me as well to let go of what I think, what other people might think or say or judge or whatever. You know, I'm sure there's healing in that as well, right? But definitely at times I've seen the Lord do that, where he's calling order to something unbeknownst to me. I'm just speaking it forth or asking really honest to God key questions that are like, everybody has to line up, okay? Because even in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, that Paul was saying that he goes to great pains to live a clear conscience both before God and man. And when we do that, And God gives us the opportunity as well, and he also uses us to speak into other people's lives so that they can react to the Holy Spirit, okay? And when we do that, we actually grow in the light. The light within us grows, and the Lord's like, oh, this is a good dwelling place for me. I'm going to reveal more to you, you know? And then the other side of that was, what was the other thing that I was thinking? I think I prayed it, because that's what made me think of the other thing. It'll come to me when we talk. So,
well, when you said you saw Jesus putting the bread in the, dipping the bread, you know, because mm-hmm. he said to, I think it was what, John, whoever, the person who puts their bread in the bowl when I do is the one that betrayed me, is going to betray me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really weird because I've kind of got this thing going on where I'm trying to figure out who's real and who isn't, you know?
Oh, so here's the thing though. Okay. Here's the part that I was referencing to is that you probably are speaking words of grace and truth that are resonating to the hearer's conscience is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what Jesus did when he said he was full of grace and truth, right? So there's different elements that we bring through. And one of them I was saying is that particular element was that when Jesus spoke that, nobody else got it, even though it seems obvious when we read it that they would all get it, but they didn't, you know? And but he was speaking to the conscience of that one person. So when you're speaking and sharing, you probably are speaking to the conscience of the person. Now, whether they're going to cooperate with the Holy Spirit or not, you will learn in due time. Just like Jesus said, it was revealed. It was revealed in due time. But you don't have to go foolish. I mean, Jesus wasn't foolish. You see what I'm saying?
That due time part is just that's the kicker right there. You know, you'll find out in due time. Oh. My patience is gone. You know, I don't want to wait.
Okay. So let's just pray for that. Lord, we thank you for a revealing in Jesus' name, God. Lord, I don't know everything that's going on. Perfect my prayer, even right now, Father. Mm-hmm. But we pray, God, that you expedite and redeem time, God, in your revealing. Lord, to consciences of hearts and minds, Lord, even your word, Lord, you says your word is active and divides between thought and intent of the heart, God. So we thank you, Father God. Let it come forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, that's scary. Okay, I better be ready. You know?
Yeah, you could have stopped me.
You
should have stopped me. You should have stopped me if you weren't ready.
I know. Uh-oh. Be careful what you wish for, right?
I did say, Lord, perfect my prayer, which means I'm leaving. You know, if that wasn't what I should have asked for or the right, you know, then, yeah. So.
No, what? God knows what you're trying to say. God knows what I'm thinking, so.
Exactly.
You know, I don't worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yep.
Praise
well,
God.
Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Let's just pray.
Is there anything else I can pray for?
Okay. Oh, I'm just trying to get my act together, you know. I'm glad you talked about health, healing, Jesus holding us together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to get strong.
You mean strong. What kind of strength?
Physical, you know? Physical strength.
Yes.
And emotional, too, just to do it. You know, when something is so gross, you don't want to do it, and you have to do it, it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah, just lean into the Lord and ask him for his word, for him to show you, because sometimes when the Lord unlocks my perspective, when it's just between him and I, but he literally shows me where my perspective is off and where I need to line up with his, it gives me a greater courage to lean onto him, to take that step or to move forward or, you know, make that phone call, have that conversation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I will do that.
Yeah.
I might.
Well, praise God.
You know, I used to go to the Bible and just, you know, ask him to show me, give me a word.
Yeah.
And then people always say to me, that you shouldn't do that. That's not how you do it. You know, but I always did. And God knows I'm literal. So he speaks to me very plainly, very literal, word for word, because I can't understand it otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I know my prayer partner that I used to pray with used to do that a lot too. And I never said anything to her. Like, and it was very, it could be very anointing at many times, but what happened with her, I don't know if this happens with you, is that and sometimes I've seen this happen with other people, and doing that is that they get tossed to and fro, like on a boat, like, oh, Lord, was this you or not you? Okay. Instead of actually learning in the process and experiencing, okay, and growing. So there's that part. But then I did see, which I think it's in Luke, where Jesus, I think Randy talked about it just recently, about when Jesus opened the scroll and he started reading right from where he opened. It was prophesying that, and that moment was a living word. So that's literally, because that's literally what Jesus did, is he opened the word right to where he was prophesying and spoke into that. And he was becoming that living word and fulfilling the prophecy when he, and it says, so it can be done that way.
Oh, good, good. Because it, the only thing it has done is pull me away, you know, from reading the Bible, because I think about all these things people say instead of just going with my communication with God. The way I did
I mean, you know, and like, and so years ago, when it wasn't even popular, people didn't even really talk about, like, numbers. The Lord was speaking to me in numbers. And when I would tell other people, I mean, they would just think that that's new age-ish, kind of a, like, that's just a little too far out there for us to comprehend. So I was just, well, this isn't happening with anybody else, but it's unmistakably happening with me, you know. And then I would just find a handful of people who had the Lord was speaking to them, and it was the same type of things. And I would see different things, even in, like, sports games and numbers, and could almost honestly not predict, but sometimes know who was going to win. Or so anyways, just have a revelation during the game through numbers on different things that the Lord would show me who was going to win the game, you know. So, yeah, I know, it's weird. And one time, but anyways, you have to go and press into how the Lord is speaking to you. But again, just be careful or mindful. But if it doesn't happen that way, where you're not getting tossed to and fro, and it doesn't feel like it's a fortune thing, I think some people don't get it. But when I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, is this possible? Like, is this happening? Because at one of my older churches, they would always say, do you have a biblical model for that? Which means, can you find it in the word? So I would say, which was, you know, at first annoying for me a little bit, like I thought it was the religious people, but it actually taught me to go to the word, and I learned so much. What I was doing was seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, and then he was revealing it. And so so then I seen that, and I thought, okay, well, Jesus did that. I mean, he didn't do it all the time, but there was an incident where he did do it, and the Lord used that and spoke. That was a revealing word to him in the moment and others, you know. So it can happen. It's not that it can't happen. He didn't do that all the time. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been troubled. I mean, I'd say 25 years ago maybe, I had an inner occlusion, you know, where I saw my eyes shut. You know, I saw, you know, it was all black, and then in red numbers. three numbers. I saw like a 3, I think a 17, and the third number was either 36 or 37. And I remember thinking, oh, wow, the lottery, right? In my mind, you know, I'm thinking that. As soon as I thought that, of course, it was gone. So I don't know if God got mad at me and took the numbers away, or it was only supposed to be those three numbers anyway. But to this day, I can't figure out what those three numbers were and or why. I tried to think of a passage in the Bible. Was it the third book? Was it, you know, I still don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's interesting. So it could be too. Sometimes when, you know what I did? Oh, no. Okay. Weird. What was I going to say? I'm sorry. I missed lunch today. So my brain is slipping gears a little bit, so I apologize. I was going to say something about something you just said.
Well, the number.
Wait, repeat what you just
said. Yeah.
Oh, the number. Oh,
yeah,
okay, but here's what I was going to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So sometimes when the numbers come to, we can be considering what you were just thinking about or pondering about, right? And or what happened the day before. So I don't know if that was in a dream or if you were awake or
I was awake. But
okay.
I was, you know,
or what it was.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because sometimes it could be related to the thing that we're pondering or meditating on. So like, let's say you were remembering you went on a mission trip, you know, and then all of a sudden you see these numbers. It may have something to do with that. Do you see what I'm saying? Like it might have some. So sometimes we have to with numbers.
Nowhere.
Yes. Sometimes we have to pay attention to what we're pondering, what we're purposing, what we're meditating on. Sometimes the numbers, those can give us some clues to tether or to start to look to, you know, and then pray over and yada, yada. So, but that I don't know. I'm sorry. But, hey, when was your birthday? Because this will be interesting.
August 31st.
Oh, you're the 31st too. Interesting. Okay. So the 31st. The 31st is 31, divine perfection, offspring, the name of God, power, fire, deity. And actually now I remember the other thing that I seen came on from your mouth was fire. That was it. That was the other thing.
What? Yeah. You saw that?
Fire. Uh-huh. So some fiery words. Yes. You speaking fiery words. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if it's burning things up or what.
It means I'm going to get mad.
No, just fiery words. Spirit fire, not natural fire.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I need that.
Oh,
I just had to. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you hear anything on those numbers, let me know. I mean, I can't remember 25 years ago what I was thinking about. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. And that happened to me one other time, but it was words.
Wait,
for
what
years,
were the numbers again? Tell me the number. One was 37, right? Three?
Yeah, I think. 17, and then 36 or 37. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, I wrote it down just in case.
Yeah. And I have no idea. But the other time that it happened, around the same time period, I saw words written. And for years, I always prayed because the word was, release those bound unjustly. And so, and so I kept asking, how, you know, what, unjustly from what, you know, I mean, I hate these half sentences, you know, or half of a thought, release those bound unjustly. Oh my God, that's a big deal. How am I supposed to do that? Are you talking about, me? Or, you know, I don't know. Because,
Wow, release those bound unjustly. You know what that reminds me of? But actually, I think Randy did a teaching on this, but I just read it in my Bible the other day, just as I was reading through my regular reading. But when the donkey was loosed, remember, it says they had need of this colt, and they took the donkey to Jesus. They went into town, and Randy did a revelation teaching on it that was talking about almost like releasing those that are bound, because the Lord has need of them. Yeah.
Wow. But
so
bound
that
unjustly,
to mind.
Right?
Yeah, unjustly.
But that's
that
sentence, I'm sure, is in the Bible. I mean, I know it is. I've seen it. I can't remember where right now, but I did what came after that. And then finally, one day, I had that vision with the words written, and the words were, from debts not their own. That was the second part. Release those bound unjustly from debts not their own. That's the word that was given to me. You know, I saw it. And I wasn't sure. I thought about my daughter right away.
Yeah.
Like, do I have any debts that, you know, are on her? So I tried to make sure that wasn't the case. But, yeah. Took a lot of years to get that second half, though.
Yeah, but that's really anointed. And that is very cool. And the Lord doesn't, you know, the gifts and the callings are irrevocable. So I would participate with this word as you are and just ask the Lord and tell him, you know, I want to participate with your word and, you know, lead me to those that are bound, Father God, that I could release them and show me what that means, Lord, when I get there. And sometimes, you know, you're just going to learn to press into that. And you're going to have that moment like we were talking about, well, maybe your natural mind is trying to comprehend what's happening in the spirit and you don't know, but even testing it. I mean, I used to just say to the Lord when I was out, like when I was out and about, when I would feel the presence of the Lord wanting me to do something, I would say, Lord, I'm not sure that this is you, but I definitely knew it wasn't the enemy, like it was a kind thing or a nice thing or whatever, you know, and what the spirit could bring. And I would just say, you have to test it out sometimes. But I would say that to the Lord, I'm testing this to see if this is your voice. So continue to lead me, you know, and it was, you know, but I just kept in communication with him the whole time and saying, I want to participate with this, but he's going to bring the outcome of it. But there's something with you, Sharon, as his vessel, that he's going to use you, right? Just like Evelyn was anointed in an area, you're anointed in this area to participate with the Holy Spirit. And ultimately, God's going to bring this outcome for others through you. Like, this is the purpose of God for your life. To release those bound unjustly. Yes. The death not of their own. You could start with your own if you do have.
I do, but I don't have any money, so I don't know how to help. But you did this one other time, but while you were talking right then, it came to my mind that I should ask you to pray for that friend of mine, Kevin. Would you pray for him? Because it came to me while you were speaking, so I feel like I'm obligated to do it.
Okay. And so debts, you know, usually when the Lord speaks, he's speaking in the spiritual first. That's what he cares about before our, you know, he has all concerns for us, body, soul, and spirit.
Right.
But his first concern is spirit. So releasing debts means, right, like trespasses, those who sinned against us. And
that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, So moving on to Kevin. So, Father, we thank you for Kevin, God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, just as I was going to say his name, I was thinking of that movie, Home Alone, where the mom yells, Kevin. But this Kevin,
I do too.
Lord, do you? Well, and I think, you know what, so what I think of that is that he's not, well, don't let this Kevin be a Kevin that goes his own way, apart from the family of God, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that even if he did, God, that you would call his name as a prodigal, Father, from your porch, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that you wouldn't have to, God. And I pray, Lord, that you would do a work in him, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, and settle things in him, God. The sediment, like, you know, in Nassau, when they take the elements to the launching pad, the road there the sediment in the road is purposed so that it doesn't do any jarring to the, there's a certain order and element of process of how things are lined up and impact on the road so that it,
okay.
so that it can, yeah, so I see things like needing to be like settled in their place, you know, like if you mix up water with like, and things take a few minutes for it to settle, you know, the heavy things go on the bottom, the lighter things go on the top, where things just separate and settle in their place. So I kind of see that as well. So we thank you for the preservation of faith on Kevin's life, God. And we just dedicate him to you, God, that you would do your plans and purposes and will in and through his life, God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving him ears to hear and eyes to see the Spirit, Father God, as he is being rooted and grounded and built up in the faith. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. God bless you.
All right, thanks. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, our next caller is 910-709. This must be Sylvia.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for being with us. Good. Good to hear it. Hold on one second. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just we thank you, Lord, that as she belongs to you, Lord, just your treasures and the Lord. I think the key where he's like an unlock something when I said it belongs to you, and then I had seen that. So we thank you, Lord, for the key. Like the key is about to go into the lock to unlock something. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, I was looking at prayers for something I was doing with church, and like the prayers of the patriarchs, or the, you know, and one of them was, and I forget where it was, but anyways, it was the shortest one, and it was, Here Am I. And so somehow that prayer came as well, Here Am I. And it's such a humble and anyway, it's very, there's a lot of depth to it and richness to it as well, and just the acknowledgement to the Lord to say few words, but acknowledging he is all, you know, by saying, Here am I. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for the wisdom. You know, maybe the Lord even is teaching you to speak and to express yourself with concise words. You know, like Paul, like we don't find as many prayers in the New Testament that Paul wrote, but Paul's prayers were very, like the depth of them and the rich, it's like, oh my gosh, like this is like incredible that that was written so long ago. Sometimes when I read him, like, I just like, this is like, to me, it reveals the depth of his revelation of the Lord and his understanding of the Lord. You know, it is just, they're incredible, you know? So mm-hmm. we thank you, Father God, for how you're using Sylvia, God, and the things that you're about to unlock, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, Lord, that even as your word says that the thing, even you opening, God, that no man can shut, God, so it's only your fingerprints, God, it's only divinely opened through your divine keys, Lord, in Jesus' name, and your divine instruments to unlock, Father, we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Ancient of Days moving and preparing and saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, very cool. So how are you doing?
Oh, good. I was sitting here listening, doing homework while I was listening to the line. I'm doing a quote mining. Yeah, and I just wanted to see if you would pray for one of the pastors at church. He went to the hospital with, I guess, shortness of breath, and he ended up with, they found that his heart was weak. They put him on dialysis. From there, he had about 7 iron transfusions and then 10 blood transfusions. And they still can't find where the blood is coming from. So they did all these tests, and they didn't find anything. But I had prayed with someone else, and they were saying that it was a spirit. So today the Lord sent me to the hospital. To pray for him. So I end up going maybe like 1 hour, maybe 2 hours to pray for him at the hospital. But I believe God is going to, you know, he's going to be healed. He's going to go home. But it's almost like a breakdown. He just has so many things going on at one time. And the highest the number is with his blood is 9. And, you know, it's escaping somewhere, and then he has a very huge red swollen leg. But he's believing for his healing, though, and the Lord sent me to pray for him today. So when you said unlock, and I received the word that the Lord said that he was launching my ministry in 2023. So when you said unlock, mm-hmm. he says he was doing something on Valentine's Day. So it's headed there, and I'm looking forward to it. But that's what I've been praying on. Yeah, I've been praying on him. And when I went today, I came back extremely tired, but I know that's what ministry is being tired sometime. And so, you know, praying, still praying for his healing, even though, you know, I went to pray today. And if anyone on the line thinks, about that, if they could pray for him.
Okay, yes, absolutely. And what it says, Pastor?
Pastor Danny.
Uh-huh.
His first name is Danny.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. So, Father, we come into agreement, Lord, regarding Pastor Danny, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and call forth his healing, Lord. We thank you for releasing pain. God, releasing, Lord, we just rebuke this ailment in his leg and in his foot, God, and ask that you bring that back down to the normal size, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak to his blood and to his iron. In Jesus' name, release the power of God and your excellency upon him, Father God. Let release the power of God and your excellency on him, God. Let his spirit rest Lord, and know that it doesn't have to do the work, God, that you will do the work in him and through him, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for sustaining his numbers, God, in Jesus' name, and his iron, and sustaining his numbers in his blood, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. Send your ministering angels to him as well, Father, to minister to him while he's on his back, God. But we ask, Lord, that he would, for his release and his restoration and his healing to be restored, God, and that he, Father, would be on his feet again, Lord, being found standing for you. And we ask, Lord, that you bless him with this, God, with your great hope and your great spirit and wind to blow in his life, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Okay, so what's the date of your birth? What's the date of your birthday?
January the 8th.
Oh, yes, the 8th. You did mention that earlier in the... happy birthday to January.
Because you do some of the 30th. That's how, right?
The 31st, yes. But thank you for remembering.
Yeah, I know, but somewhere.
Because you're closer.
Yes.
You're closer than anyone else. No,
yes.
You did good.
Yes, that's how I remember. Yeah, I said, I can remember that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for, happy birthday again to you. Okay, so 8 is teacher. Man's
teacher.
Ability to teacher.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Lord said I was going to teach.
Yeah, teacher. Man's ability to transcend limits of physical existence. Wow, I could see you doing that. I don't know how. Like, I can't explain it, but I could see that for you. Resurrection, new birth, or beginning. Abound in strength. Yeah.
I receive a word about resurrection. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 Peter, abounds in strength, consecrated to God for power, authority, success, destiny, providence, increase, substance. Revival and wealth.
Yeah.
Trust your instincts and intuition. Yes, as you digest, it says new information and new insight. So praise God. Wow, that's wild.
That sounds just like me.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? That's so wild. And I don't know if you were here. So now we have some callers that weren't here at the beginning, but I was praying, and the Lord showed me, you know, I was praying to the Lord that he's our champion and he's called us and we're on his team, and I was seeing him put jerseys on us, and the jerseys had numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking before I came on that it's significant because today is the 31st, and I was thinking of that number 31st since my birthday is the 31st.
Uh-huh.
As well, that only God knows the day that we're going to be born, right? Our mothers and fathers knew maybe the month. But the Lord does the choosing on the day and the number, and that it's significant to our assignment and what he wants to release on earth and in through our lives. So praise God for that. So I'm just testing it out.
Yes.
Is why I'm asking people.
Yes,
yeah,
that sounded exactly. I actually received some words concerning teacher, and whenever praying for me, God says I was being resurrected. And so some of the things you were reading out there.
Yeah.
Yes. And you remember I told you a friend had prayed for me and God gave her this word to give me. And it has success and prosperity, and some of the other things you called out was on that note that you gave me that.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I have the
note
in my wallet.
Praise the Lord.
So when you were calling, yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father,
thank
for confirming her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That is true, because I have the letter in my wallet that he gave to her to give to me. And some of that is on there.
Wow, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just confirming. your way to Sylvia, God, and for calling her and all the listeners, Lord, calling us on your team and suiting us up, Father God, for the offensive team, God. We thank you, Lord, that our coach, Lord, you are a champion, God, and a conqueror, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that we bear your name well, and you receive the glory and the honor.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Good stuff. Well, as always, a joy to speak with you.
You too. You too. Yeah, I was sitting over here doing some quote mining. This is something new to me, but it's rather easy, better than writing a paper.
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm doing this week is writing a paper.
Oh, you are? I'm supposed to have one by Sunday. But she says if you get on the Zoom, you don't have to do discussion board because I absolutely hate discussion boards. I'm telling you have to really think about what you're going to put there.
So
I'm going to get on the Zoom from now on so I won't have to do them anymore the rest of this. I'm going to get on first since my semester just started. I one day I was doing the quote mine and I didn't really know what it was. I said, man, I need to ask somebody. A lot of people didn't know what quote mining was. I said, man, if I had done it, I was sure. Huh?
Do you do quote mining?
Oh, man. You take a, do you ever heard of a book called Devotion of Classics?
Devotion of Prophets?
Classics.
Classics.
I will write it down. I mean, I think you would really love this book. It costs some. You could get it used, or it costs about $18, but it's by Richard J. Foster and James Bryan Smith. And it's for spiritual renewal. I love this book. It has the writings of T.S. Lewis and a lot of other different ones in here. I think when I first started studying this book, I thought of you that you would like this book.
Oh, thank you. So it's Devotions of Classics?
Oh, just Devotional Classics.
Devotional Classics. Okay, I will find it.
Richard J. Foster. I mean, this book is great. And I think you would love that book. I was thinking about it when I first started studying in it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yes, I will. I'll check that out. Thank you. I do appreciate that. When people do tell me books, I usually do write them down because I enjoy that. So praise God. Well, do you have any? Oh, wait for Pastor Danny. So we're all set there. Well, thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Again, so Mama, much.
Thank you.
And,
God bless you. Have a rest of the week. Have a great week.
You too. Enjoy your class, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'll pray for that paper for you. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye. Okay. I do appreciate that. Okay, so our next caller here is 504-282. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Nicole. Thank you. Hi.
I'm just calling in for my daughter. I just moved to a new city, and I'm trying to find childcare for her. And it's been quite a struggle because all the daycares are full. So she's been having to stay with her grandparents 3 hours away because I started a new job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been hard.
Okay. And how old is your daughter?
She's 2. Probably heard her in the background before when I call her.
Yes, yes. She's Very lovely. Did you say 16 months?
She's 2 years old.
Oh, two. Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's pray about that. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord, for her need. Father, we place this before you, Father God, and we ask for an opening, God. We ask for your light, Lord, to be a lamp unto her feet and to guide her in her path, Father God, to a place of daycare, God, that is reputable, trustworthy, and valuable, Father God, and well-suited, Lord, to meet Nicole's needs and her daughter's, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for opening the right door, Father God, in Jesus' name, and the right contact, and the right person, and the right time, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we're asking, and she's seeking and searching and knocking, God, that you would open the door, again, Lord, for reputable daycare for her daughter, God. We thank you for the process, Lord. In Jesus' name, and Lord, just give them even strength, undergird them with your strength, Lord, as her grandparents are watching her during this time, which I'm sure they probably love, but just the distance, Lord, in Jesus' name, and the sacrifice and all that is entailed in it, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would use this season to be a fruitful season as well, Father, so we thank you. Lord, but we do ask and that there would be favor and grace granted on a reputable daycare choice for her daughter in Jesus' name. And we pray for Nicole, God, in Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you, God, by your graces, Lord. And even that thing, what is that thing? It's like a... Like if somebody has a light bulb or a light fixture, like that they need to change, and it's really high up, like on a 12-foot ceiling. It's on a, it looks like it, like that. The man stands in a little basket, and then sometimes they do it inch by inch, kind of like hydraulically, kind of like lift him up. Maybe it's just called a lift. I don't know. But I'm seeing when I was saying graces and graces, I was seeing that by every grace, he's lifting you up and lifting you up higher to places that we couldn't, the heights that we couldn't go to on our own without the assistance of the Holy Spirit and his grace. And so that's why I see him carrying you, like placed in this little basket. And by his grace, he is taking you to places that you couldn't go to on your own by lifting you up by his grace. And each time his grace is just like a hydraulic, like someone stepping on the hydraulic, and it's just going up further and further and further. So we thank you, God, for your watchful care, hand and heart for Nicole and her family, God, that they are precious. We thank you that you powerfully shield them, guard them, and guide them in their ways, Lord. And I just thank you for your angels that are in charge over them as well. And we ask for your plans, purposes to unfold in their lives as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nicole, God bless you too. Do you want to share your birthday with us? Not the year, just the...
Yes, it's June 17th, 1988.
June. Oh, that's okay. You didn't have to tell me, but thank you. Okay, the 17th.
I didn't know.
Evelyn, that's okay. Evelyn was the 17th too, so let me read that again. So the 17 is victory, perfection,
yes,
of spiritual order, election, angelic appearances of the Gospels, walk with God, and promotion. Yes, thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, thank you for bringing it to pass, Lord, and just for you being her champion and her conqueror over all things, in Jesus' name. When is your daughter's birthday? Yeah.
Her birthday is August 20th.
Okay, the 20th. Okay. Redemption, crowning achievement, divine order and completion for spiritual perfection. Oh, that's similar to what is in yours as well, mm-hmm. which is kind of neat that mm-hmm. she's your offspring and it's a similar, yeah. Holiness, mm-hmm. A number of recorded dreams of Jacob. The number of recorded dreams, and then it said Jacob waited 20 years for possessions, Israel waited 20 years for deliverance, and the age of warriors.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I always feel my daughter is very similar to me. And I know you have to get to other callers, but she...
No, you're fine.
As I'm raising her, I remember a lot from my childhood and, like, what my personality was like. My mom, you know, kind of confirms these things for me. But she's so much like I was, very sensitive. She's very perceptive and very discerning of people and things. And people often say it's almost like she's been here before because she just intuitively knows so many things and how to do things. Mm-hmm. In some ways, she can be very independent. And so I noticed that she's just so sensitive. She picks up on other people's feelings very easily, very compassionate. And I'm a therapist, and so I often wonder, you know, God is going to lead her along kind of like the same path in terms of purpose. You know, God has already revealed some of these things to me in terms of, you know, me being in the ministry of healing and deliverance. And so when you said redemption and, you know, holiness and, you know, just her being achievement, you know, I sense like the Holy Spirit is continuing to confirm to me that she's gonna in some ways follow in my footsteps, or the plan that God has for me is gonna be very similar for her.
Yeah, and I can see that. Okay, having older daughters, so when you were talking, because I was actually thinking of my granddaughter, because I think my granddaughter, even though she's only 2 months old, she seems so perceptive and so smart, and so, like, and some of the things that you were saying, I was like, I see some of those things, even though she's only 2.5 months old. It's like, mm-hmm. but I can see her read the room and see in people's eyes and, like, have, like, a different understanding. It's like her understand, I know, it's so bizarre.
Yes.
She's so,
I know
she seems more mature.
Alert. Yes.
Yes.
So that would be the thing everyone would say, even her pediatrician, the first time she went to the doctors, told me she's very alert for her age. And everywhere we would take her, people would continuously repeat the same thing. She's so alert. Her eyes are so alert. Her eyes are so alert. And I get what you're saying. It's like they stare, almost like they're staring into someone's soul, but they're too young to, like, look into someone's face like that, you know?
Right,
you know, almost
right.
Like they're perceiving, you know, on a higher level.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Versus
just
staring.
Yes. They're perceiving at a higher level, yes. Yes, I agree. And so sometimes when I pray for her or say something to her, you know, about Jesus, or like last time I was with her, I said, you grow in wisdom and favor and stature with the Lord. And she will respond to me in some way, like she'll coo or something. But the very first time I held her in the hospital when she went, we were there the next day and I held her. And I said, the Lord bless you. I bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And, okay, she was 1 day old, and she goes, like, it's like she almost gasped for her breath for a minute. Like, she went,
yes,
like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, oh, dang,
that's
something
amazing.
Happened, I think, you know? Yeah. But I will say this to say, because my daughters are older, okay, so let me go back to there. My daughters are older, and they do. Other people will say to me, I see some of your characteristics even spiritually in your daughters. So my one daughter, she is now going to graduate school to be a therapist, to be a counselor. And I see that same nature of being repeated there. Do you see them saying, like, God takes that,
yes,
those natures spiritually, yes, and then multiplies it according to the plan that he has for them? So I would say 100% you're accurate, only because I see the same pattern happening with my girls as well, you know.
Wow. That is remarkable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is remarkable.
Amazing.
That's such a great word. Yeah. Well, God bless you
thank
and all
you
your endeavors.
That with me.
Yes,
thank
and how
you,
you are
too,
receptive
your
to the community.
Your
thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Good night.
Bye. Okay, friends, we're inching down the list today. 608-960. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hey, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. How are you?
Good.
Good. Let's pray for you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Shannon. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for Shannon. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just lift him up, Lord, before your kingdom and before your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Like I'm clearly seeing light, like a super bright light, like almost outdoors. And then there's a form of darkness, but it's like that you can see clearly what is in the light and you can see clearly what is in the darkness. I don't know if the Lord's just given you that perception to be able to discern that accurately and that crisp, you know, I'm not sure that is that's what I'm seeing. That, and I thank you, Lord, for the things that are in the light. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it looks to me, I'm probably limited in my geography, but it looks to me like an African type of safari type of outside type of thing. Like that. So it's very adventurous in some ways, you know, very, and I feel like to even walk in that terrain, there has to be a type of skill in order to do that. So I don't know if the Lord's just equipped you with a certain skill and how you walk in the light. So we thank you, Lord. Lord, that we do conquer all things because, again, you are our champion. Father, in Jesus' name. So it's not anything that, like, it's not anything coming against you or preying on you or anything. It's just like the skill to, like, some people are just equipped and skilled to walk in certain realms of nature more so than others. And so I see you being, like, even very comfortable walking in that and seeing the different animals, even though they are but again, there's some type of training and skill that you have that makes you comfortable to walk in the light in such a manner, in such a way. And I thank you, and I'm actually, so we'll go back to the light and the darkness. It's that you see the light and the dark. So where you're going to step, obviously you're choosing the light, but you can see if it's in the darkness, you don't go there. You choose to walk in the light. So even if you have to, like, take a bigger step up or boost yourself over something to walk in the light, you see it, and that's where you're going to step, and that's where you're going to walk. So we thank you, Father God, just for the skill and the capability and the abilities, Father God, to see in the spiritual in such a natural manner and a natural way, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And now, do you have any prayer requests? And do you want to share your birthday? Just, you don't have to share the year.
March 31st, and yeah, prayer for a connection with my wife and business. Business is so slow. I'm like living on credit card right now. So I had enough to get through last time, but I need some money to come in. And then I feel like it just seems like there's something blocking me from nothing on my end other than if there was a chance to meet somebody, I would be shy, I don't think. But it feels like I'm kind of being blocked in some way.
Okay.
And I've had a number of questions about certain situations and whatnot, so I just wanted to get prayer on all of that and see maybe the Lord will show you something about who he has. I know Randy's given me a couple words about that. But, yeah, anyway, it's an area of frustration for me right now because I can be alone. I've been alone for a long time, and I stay productive and everything, but it's not always fun.
Yes, yes. Okay. Let me pray. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. All the saints, let's pray for Shannon. Father, we thank you for Shannon. God, we pray over his business in Jesus' name, God, Lord. Let his business become your business, God, that you would turn your attention to be watchful and mindful, God, and take care of his business, Lord, to bring forth the customers, Lord, and the equipping within the business, Lord, to function, Lord, and to prevail. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for finances, God. We ask, Lord, and knowing that you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, God, that you would dispense clients and contracts and customers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing the work of his hands, Lord, as Psalm 90 says, Lord, establishing and a blessing the work of his hands, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, to bring forth the finances and, again, the customers. And we thank you, Lord, just for even the wisdom and provision and creative ideas and creative solutions, Father God, and creative marketing as well, Father God, where he can market and make himself known for his business, God, to serve the community, God, in the exchange that happens, Lord, with the service that he provides, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We're asking, seeking, and knocking, God. Let him have, like, the cutting edge or the winning edge on that, even marketing, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that his business name, let it be known to those who are in need, God. We thank you, Lord, for filtering through and the finding, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray for his future wife, Lord, and we know that desire is from you, God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, just that you would unlock that treasure unto him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that, Father, he's continually, Lord, and publicly makes it known, God, that he is acknowledging you in all of his ways and committing himself to you, God. Make his thoughts agreeable to your will and establish his steps, God. Establish his path and his pathways, Lord, in meeting people, Father God. And meeting a Christian companion that will lead to marriage, God. We ask for your blessing and your direction and just the presentation of bringing her forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you're the 31st. So you have a 3 and a 31 because we were talking about Proverbs 3, I read earlier, I don't know if you were here, but it was the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens, and by his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down dew. So we're talking about the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the Lord, and I just prayed that we would have it three times over granted to us like a threefold return three times over. So may that be yours as well in the Lord. And then the 31st is divine perfection, offspring, the name of God, power, fire, and deity. So praise God.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. You're welcome. God bless you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Okay, I'm so confused about the time. Hold on. Okay, so I have two more callers and then I need to end. Okay, thank you. So 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Good evening, 334-590. Okay, you might have me on mute. Maybe they walked away from their phone for a second. So let me come back to them. And let me go down here because I think this is Rhonda at 972-365.
Hey, Sister Deborah, how you doing? This is Sister Rhonda.
Good.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Staying safe. And the weather is bad here. I was calling in for a young lady. Her name is Donna. I don't think she's able to call in to PGN anymore because of the phone service she has. But I got a text today, and they said she's in the hospital in Georgia, and she's having heart issues. I think a few months ago, or maybe longer than that, she was dealing with something with her heart. And I'm not sure what it is because I didn't ask any questions, but I told her that I would call in. And I would get prayer for her as well. And I also want prayer over that situation because it seemed like in the last couple of years, something is going on with a lot of people having issues with their heart, young, old, some people healthy. So I just want prayer over that as well, you know, that you know maybe that, you know, the Lord can reveal to us what's going on. I know the Bible did say, you know, about people's hearts, but it's just a lot of people that are having issues with their hearts, and some of them even cardiac issues. But I wanted to get prayer for Donna because she wasn't able to get on.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Absolutely. So, Father, we thank you for Donna, Lord. We just pray and make intercession for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for this hospital room in Georgia, God, that you would meet her in this room, God, Lord, by your marvelous light, your light of life, Lord, to shine upon her, God. We thank you, Lord, for your light of righteousness, Lord, to cover her chest, Lord, as a breastplate of righteousness, God, and your light and your healing, God. We call forth her heart, Lord, we release your excellence of power and ascribe your majesty, Lord, and authority over Donna's heart. And right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for the rhythm of her heart to beat correctly, God. We pray, Father God, for the electro something, Lord, like that circulate and fire up, Father God, that they would function properly and timely, in a timely fashion, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing and the restoration of her heart tissue, God, and the functioning of her heart, God, the influx and the outflux of blood, God, that carries to her heart, God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her in faith, as Acts 3:16 says, God, in Jesus' name, God, that you would make her strong by her faith, God, and you call it forth, Lord, by your healing and by your anointing and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover Rhonda and her heart, God, every listener, God, strengthen hearts, God, equip them, Father God, in the natural and spiritually, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. And we pray, Lord, I pray, Father God, for those that Rhonda knows what these heart issues, God, and whatever has her spiritual attention, God, that you would speak into that and bring forth your wisdom and your revelation and your knowledge and your understanding, God, to the depths, Father God, that she could release and bring forth healing, God, and accuracy, God, and developing, Lord, your ways on earth as they are in heaven, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for speaking to your people, God, that the others, Lord, the sea and the waves would be affected in abundant ways, God, by your abundant grace and your abundant mercies, God. And we thank you, Lord, as she's just casting that bread into the waters, God, that it would come back to her, God, with your revelation and your fullness, God. And everyone else, God, that is listening, Lord, that has prayed and started to seek you, God, for something that you've enlightened my heart, our hearts to, because Lord just reminded me of something earlier in the year. God, continue to bring these things forth, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to bring forth your wisdom. God, let's have a threefold return, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, and we await your response, God. And we do ascribe unto you, God, all excellence of power, authority, and majesty of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I did feel an anointing when I was praying for Donna. So,
yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And be safe out there. Yes, my brother lives in, well, he doesn't live in Dallas. He lives in Fort Worth area more so. And he sent a picture today that there was a snow day. Yeah. So I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah, I haven't been to work. I work at the post office, but my husband is a postal police, so they work for the inspection service, and he has to go, but he went. But I don't drive in the weather like that because it's too dangerous. And they were saying today, you know, if you don't have to get out, don't go. And our mailman or our trash man hasn't been through, so I said, I know it's bad. So I just pray, you know, and plead the blood of Jesus over this area that, you know, that people would drive safely, and even over the homeless, you know, that the Lord will touch their hearts and their minds to go on the inside and not be on the outside, because they have opened up, like, safety heating zones for people that don't have a home. So I'm praying over them, too, and that, you know, also over the power grid, that there will not be any type of default with it, that people will keep power for the, you know, for the rest of this snowstorm.
Yes.
So thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you for praying.
Thank you
for praying in faith and in agreement. And, you know, I love you, and I appreciate everything you do and everything PGN does. So God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. We love you, too. And God bless you for blessing PGN and blessing the whole state of Texas. God bless you for being there and interceding for them, you know, in the power of God and his might and strength. Amen. Okay, let's go back here to 334-590. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Would you like to receive prayer? 334-590. Okay, you might have me on mute. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe they might have walked away from their phone for a minute. I'm definitely guilty about myself. Okay, I'm just going to go back. I'm just going back on my notes to see if I can see who got out of my notebook. But my notebook is a new notebook for 2023, so it doesn't go that far. Okay, so 334-590. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Okay, let me mute that. I'm just going to go ahead and pray for you. So I'm praying for you, 334-590. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Father God, Lord, just for how you intermix your spirit and your presence in the life of this caller, God. I pray that this caller, as they trust in you and learning and knowing from you from past present to future, Father God, and trusting in you, God, that you would reveal and you would mark things out, Lord, and even show, like, I don't know that you have fear, but this is an example that comes to mind, is just the deliverance of fear, or the marking place from the past to the present to the future, and just removing it, you know, that no longer, like seeing the process from the past to the present, and then no longer seeing in the future with any type of ailment such as fear. Just as an example, again, I'm not sure that that is what you have, but even seeing in the future with those eyes, with that limited, just that limiting, okay, because what restricts us, as I've said before, is what restricts us is our doubts, our unbelief, and our fear. So there's nothing restricting you, seeing what has restricted you in the past and how the Lord has worked in your life and woven in his Spirit and his power in you, and to present day, to now taking that in the present day and looking forward to the future, looking to the horizon, even when praying into your future, praying into and seeing the future, that you don't carry the things that you had in your past, but because it's all the Lord. The Lord took care of it, and the Lord does it because he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's ongoing and always interweaving and causing his process and his goodness to unfold in our lives with his loving kindness and tender mercies, that we begin to look in such a manner that way. And it's not, yes, we do receive healing and we do grow and we become established in the ways and the word and the Spirit of God, but we actually are learning and increasing in our knowledge of him. And when we increase in our knowledge of him, we can look to the future and see, because we know him so well, we know his outcome. We know his game plan, if you will, with his, you know, putting on our jersey. We know his game plan, and that he is truly is a champion, and he will trample the enemy under our feet. Okay, he does not trample people, but he will trample the enemy under our feet. And we want to participate with the Spirit's trampling and not the people's trampling. So thank you, Lord. That was for you, 334-590. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.